Joining us now is the chair of the Michigan Republican Party, Robert Szostak. Mr. Szostak, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Coming into Michigan, I think there was an assumption that Mitt Romney would do well here because of his Michigan ties. Are you surprised by how well Rick Santorum is doing?
Oh, not really. I think that, Mitt is well-known, family roots and all. I mean, you can't take that away from him. It is the state he grew up in. But, you know, Michigan's always been a competitive state. You know, you go back over, you know, many, many elections. Michigan always has vibrant primaries. And if you particularly look at what happened with Senator Santorum, he came into the Michigan primary, one of two on February 28th, with a lot of momentum. And I think the early polls were reflecting that and showing that his message was permeating throughout the state. And he jumped out in front. The current polls showing it a lot closer. One poll even shows Romney up by a couple points, which basically is a virtual tie at this point. But take away from any of the others that are on the ballot. You know, they're all trying to win delegates in Michigan, and Santorum's working hard, and Romney's working hard, as is Newt Gingrich. He had surrogate in last night, J.C. Watts, who gave a great speech for him, and Jackson. So there's a lot of activity in the state.
So when you talk to Republicans here in Michigan, what are they looking for in a candidate?
Leadership. They're looking for leadership. Plain and simple, I think the frustration over Obama administration basically solving all problems by spending, thinking they can spend their way out of this recession, adding more debt. You know, Obama himself said it would be unpatriotic to add this kind of debt to the backs of taxpayers, and he's added, you know, over $4.7 trillion since his arrival in the White House. And folks in Michigan, like around the country, are very concerned about the future of their kids, the next generation. They're very concerned about spending, and they're very concerned about taxes and Obama's plan to find new ways to raise revenue versus cut government. And it's pretty aggravating to Republicans. So they're looking for a leader that can step up and be a problem solver, address these issues, and change the way Washington works. And it's a tall task, to be sure. But it's clearly somebody with a fiscally conservative agenda stands a much better chance than the present administration does.
And yet we haven't seen support really coalesce around a single candidate yet. And there's been some talk about the possibility of none of the candidates getting enough delegates to be named the Republican nominee. What do you see happening in this race?
Well, I think that, first of all, it's early. Okay, it's only mid-February. So we have time, number one. Number two is, you know, you're winning delegates by district around the country. So there's going to be, it's going to take longer than it would in a situation where it's winner take all. And I think lastly is that, you know, the problems in America are so severe. They're so significant. And as a result, you know, it's a tall task to find any one individual that can really tackle the entire issue and express it in terms that relate to everybody. And I think we're seeing that a number of the Republican candidates are doing so. They're working hard, you know, with each other to help develop the best candidate. I think at the end of the day, we will unite behind the candidate that's achieving the delegates. We'll be one unified party, and we'll be focused on one thing, and that's taking back the White House. So I don't get concerned. I hear it often. I remind folks it's early. I'm not concerned about the challenges that come out of the debates, you know, with a lot of the pushbacks that each of the candidates are giving each other. I think they're going to make them stronger. They're going to make them more vibrant. They're going to make the party more passionate about beating Obama. And that's what we need to do.
Robert Szostak is chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Mr. Szostak, thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure.